This is a mini essay I wrote about 2 years ago, and it's entitled The Free Spirit versus the Stern Editor. To me, at the heart of writing rests imaginative empathy, but so often we struggle to tap into this rich source. Roger van Ook, which is O-E-C-H, argues that we kill playfulness and imagination with conscious and unconscious blocks, such as only write one right answer, it has to be logical, to err is to wrong, and I'm not creative. He goes on to offer a range of thoughts and approaches to break away from the internal censor. Do Google on him. He has a website that shows his approach in action. One of the techniques that I like is free write, because for me, it's purely a means of freeing the imagination. As you learn your craft, this may help shape how your imagination works, but you still don't need to pre-edit. Gotham Writers' Workshop Writing Fiction explains this in a number of ways. First, they explore the notion of hard and soft time. Soft time is allowing the seed of the story to grow in your imagination. Do the research, have conversations, jot down fragments, write biographies of the characters, etc. You are building the scaffold, living the story. Hard time is actually doing the first and the subsequent drafts. The more productive the use of soft time, the easier the hard time. They divide hard time into two phases, which go to the art of writing, which they argue is imagination plus craft plus editing. Without imagination, writing is flat. Without craft, it can be indulgent and boring, and without editing, it lacks consistency and often sparkle. To start the story, you need to be a free spirit who writes what they like regardless of grammar and social niceties. But to finish, you need to be a stern editor who kills any surplus words or scene and hunts with weapons of grammar and logic. The secret for good writing is to know when to keep them separate and when to say who is in charge. So for the first draft, let it rip with free spirit and then send her out for a herbal tea to let stern editor in to check out if the plot, characterization, point of view, etc. is working. And then send him out to check the exact nature of the split infinitive rule while she comes back to check if it sings to the imagination of the reader. And then calling back and so on until the final draft when E is in complete control. If you let her rule, it's nuggets and self-indulgent scribbles. Let him rule, and it's flat, hard labour with technical precision, but who remembers the story. The twist in this is that once you've learnt the craft of writing, then you become a reflective practitioner, which Donald A. Schoon argued for in 1983. This exposed the fact that once the teachers, etc., have a grasp of their technical knowledge, they work best by intuition, imagination, and so get results quicker than using this knowledge in a mechanical way, confirming what innovatory artists and writers have always known. So in short, I can see that the purpose of using approaches to free the imagination and to allow this to create to help process the work at any stage in a writer's development, and not just a kickstart for beginners. I also argue you have to learn the craft of writing, which can allow for intuitive leaps or a maturing of our imagination can help create those early drafts. But also firmly agree that the stern editor has the final say in what gets released, but never in what gets created.